With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaker Mike Johnson shares House Republican legislative priorities.
Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters his conference is excited to work with the White House and Senate to turn Republican ideals into law.
We're excited. When we meet next week, it's going to be a great day in America.
Johnson says House Republicans will work hard to pass what President-elect Trump has in store for the economy and national security.
We are going to usher in, as the president says, a new golden age in America, and we are excited to do that work.
The speaker says he's planning to have the Republican budget reconciliation bill on the president's desk by Memorial Day. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, a nationwide campaign by citizens group Americans for Prosperity to prevent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from expiring at the end of the year is now underway. AFP's vice president says the campaign is multifaceted and designed to reach both taxpayers and members of Congress.
What we're doing is this nationwide campaign of more than 100 events across the country, door knocking and ads and events, in addition to working inside the Capitol, inside Washington's lawmakers and their staffers so that the priorities are aligned and that message is going in both directions in a way that no one else other than AFP can do because of our presence in the grassroots and in Washington.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website, protectprosperity.com. TikTok is denying reports that it's considering selling to Elon Musk. Monday, Bloomberg reported an option being considered included Musk's ex-social media platform taking over TikTok's U.S. operations. In a statement, TikTok said, quote, "We can't be expected to comment on pure fiction," end quote. It comes as TikTok is facing a ban in the U.S. that is set to go into effect on January 19th. This is SRN News. The speaker's list for the March of Law for Life is being finalized.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be there, as will Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton is also scheduled to speak, along with Lila Rose, the founder of the prominent pro-life group Live Action. It's also possible that President Trump might address the gathering, something he has done in the past. The annual March for Life will take place here in Washington, D.C. on Friday, January 24th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Houses of worship are being added to the toll from the Los Angeles wildfires. Among the thousands of buildings destroyed so far are a half dozen Protestant churches, a Catholic parish, a mosque, and synagogue. Many members of the congregations also among the thousands of Angelenos who have lost their homes. As the threat of new fires persists, clergy are being left with a huge challenge of offering comfort and pondering paths toward rebuilding and recovery. This is SRN News. Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a Gaza ceasefire and the release of dozens of hostages, according to the Associated Press. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
466 days into the war between Israel and Hamas, observers from the U.S. to the Middle East are expecting imminent word of a ceasefire. Not yet known are the details, including the proposed reparation of some 100 Israeli and American hostages the terrorist organization holds, the release of perhaps 1,000 Palestinians detained by Israel, some for years and many guilty of heinous acts against civilians, is expected to be key to any agreement. Anticipation was spurred on by President Biden's comment on Monday that a deal was almost in place, and by President Trump's admonition that all hell will break loose if there's no deal by Inauguration Day. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.